Pro Golf's Bridgestone Invitational comes today in Akron, Ohio. It's not normally one of the big golf tournaments, but it will receive a lot of attention because it is a tournament at which Tiger Woods is returning to play. It's his first tournament start in almost 3 months, due in part to injuries, which first became apparent at the Masters Golf Tournament earlier this spring. We're going to talk about his effort at a comeback with Ron Cyrak. He's a senior writer at Golf Digest. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So what shape is Tiger in?
Well, we don't know. And, you know, that's part of what you get with Tiger Woods, is they hold all their information pretty close to the chest. And we do know this. The last time we saw him, he had a ton of issues going on. Physical issues with the left knee, technical issues with his swing, and emotional issues in that he's clearly still distracted from all that's gone on in his life, and he's not 100% engaged in playing golf mentally.
Can I just remember, how old is he now?
He's 35, he's 36 in December.
Which is,
it's an old 35.
That's an age at which athletes are typically going downhill, although pro golfers can have another decade ahead of them at that point if they take care of themselves.
Yeah, well, he's been playing, though, on this sort of stage since he was, well, 21 is when he turned pro, and for 6 years before that he was on the world stage. So he's hit a lot of golf shots.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that he's had not only physical problems, but personal problems, because a lot of people will remember that. Didn't he actually win a U.S. Open on a broken leg? I mean, this is a guy who can play hurt if he's in the right frame of mind to do so.
That's what was amazing about it. I was at the Players' Championship in May when he shot 42 and quit after 9 holes and said his leg hurt too much. And I asked him, I said, how does this pain compare to what we were going through at Torrey Pines? And he said, oh, it's nowhere near the same. I had a broken leg then, which raised the question, then why didn't you tough it out now? Which might give an indication of what his emotional state is.
What did you make of Tiger's decision to drop his longtime caddy Steve Williams a few weeks back?
You know, it's mind-boggling to me. They've been together since 1999. They've been through a lot together. And Steve has always been more than a caddy for Tiger. He was sort of like a bodyguard and an enforcer out there, too. To me, it's more grasping at straws. It's more like, how do I turn this around? And you see this, it's not just Tiger. A lot of players, most athletes, it's never their fault. It's always somebody else's fault.
And is that the case with Tiger Woods?
I think that's part of what's going on right now. I mean, you know, look, think of the pure finances of what's going on in his life right now. Since November 27th, 2009, he's lost endorsement deals with Accenture, AT&T, Gatorade, Gillette, General Motors, and Tag Heuer, and he's replaced it with a TV spot for a muscle ointment in Japan.
When you say November 27th, 2009, of course, you're referring to the date at which he had the bizarre incident involving a car crash and his wife and everything else. Is he as feared on the tour as he has been in past years?
No, I think that aura is gone. It's been 2 years since he's won a golf tournament. And here's something else that's going on, Steve. There's a generation of golfers coming out there now, like the Rory McIlroys, who's 22 years old, who haven't had a decade of scar tissue build up around their confidence by Tiger Woods. There's a whole generation out there, I would say the Sergio Garcias, Adam Scotts, all these guys in their 30s, who for 12, 13 years have been getting wiped out by Tiger. These younger players haven't had that experience.
Let's remember, how many major championships has he won?
He's won 14. The record for professional majors is 18 by Jack Nicklaus. If you had asked me in April of 2008, would Tiger break that record, I'd have said he's going right to 25. Right now, it looks difficult, if not unlikely, for him to get there.
Ron Cyrak of Golf Digest, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.